This is What in the Name of God, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, I was going to do something else, but I've been looking at the polling, and it doesn't look good for John Kasich. Yes, he's still qualified for the upcoming adult table at the Republican debate, but his numbers are pretty bad. And I think that maybe after this debate, if his numbers don't go up, he may be one of the next ones out the door. So we're going to make him number 5 in our continuing series of anti-sex theocrats who want to be president. And he almost got past me. He's done a pretty good job of seeming like the most moderate of the Republicans out there. But he's kind of not. In fact, he is one of the most outwardly Christian of all the candidates. He speaks of God all the time in his speeches. And actually, that's one of the reasons he's not doing so well. I know that doesn't make sense at first, but his problem is he's a bit too much of a Christian. He actually believes in the teachings of Jesus, you know, the stuff about helping the poor. Yes, he is wildly anti-abortion. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But one of the things he talks about that upsets Republicans is that he doesn't believe that Republicans talk enough about infant mortality rates, which are higher in the United States than in most of the developed world. He actually loses points for being so pro-life that he actually cares about babies after they're born. He expanded Medicaid in Ohio and got ridiculed by both Governor Nikki Haley and Governor Bobby Jindal. They both said he was hiding behind Jesus in his Medicaid expansion. Amazingly, he is too Christian for the Republican Party. He's got plenty of red meat to make them happy, especially the theocratic side of his party. For example, he strongly opposes a totally secular society, says that would rob the United States of its morals and complicate the fight against Islamic terrorists. In other words, he sees the battle between Islamic terrorists as one between Christianity and Islam. He said that the aggressive search for a secular society isn't working, leaving our country without a shared set of morals. The sense of right and wrong, he says, that comes from the great religions is something the West should begin to pay attention to and not continue to drive towards a totally secular society. And of course, it's his brand of Christianity that would be the one that would dominate. He also believes the government should directly work towards promoting Christianity throughout the world. I'm quoting him now. We said this at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. U.S. public diplomacy and international broadcasting have lost their focus on the case for Western values and ideals and effectively countering our opponents' propaganda and disinformation. I will consolidate them into a new agency that has a clear mandate to promote the core Judeo-Christian Western values that we and our friends and allies share. The values of human rights, the values of democracy, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of association. Well, actually, you can have all of those things without talking about religion. And a lot of conservative Christians have some big carve-outs for freedom of speech, mainly for things centering around sex and anyone who wants to criticize their religion. And they have changed the meaning of freedom of religion into freedom for my religion to dominate society at the expense of others who don't believe the same thing. What he fails to understand is that freedom of religion, true freedom of religion, can only exist within a secular nation. The fact that he doesn't see a problem with commingling Christianity with our nation's outreach exposes his theocratic instincts. And getting back to the being anti-choice, thanks to John Kasich, half of Ohio's abortion clinics have been shuttered. Besides being kind of evil, it was also kind of clever. The way they did is they said that, well, all abortion clinics have to have an agreement with the hospital to take their patients in case of an emergency. But we're going to ban any public hospitals from participating. What does that leave? Religiously affiliated hospitals, primarily Catholic ones. Guess what they refuse to do? They refuse to have an agreement with any abortion clinic. Bim, bam, boom. Half your abortion clinics are closed. And that's sort of been official policy for the Republican Party. It's death by a thousand paper cuts. Data shows that the number of abortions are rising in Michigan, and part of the reason for that is because women are coming from Ohio. Kasich, as governor, has pushed and implemented 16 anti-choice measures while in office. He has been so anti-choice that Ohio is considered a testing ground for abortion restrictions. And he has made it very clear that his anti-choice actions are based on his religious beliefs. While he is thought of as a moderate in actuality, he's one of the most extremist anti-choice governors in the country. His conservative religious beliefs also make him very, very anti-sex, even when it means that jobs will be lost in Ohio. There's a company called Pure Romance. They sell relationship enhancement products, and that does include sex toys. But as one of those upscale companies, they wanted to relocate to Ohio. They're a $100 million plus company. That would have brought 60 corporate jobs to Cincinnati and would have created another 60 over the next several years. These were salaries that averaged $65,000 a year. And companies that do this, that relocate to Ohio, are supposed to get $353,000 in credits from the city if it's in Cincinnati. And they're supposed to get credits from the state of Ohio, which would have been $108,000. And any company should get that. They were denied. A legal company with happy customers. But the theocrat, John Kasich, believed that his religious beliefs should trump good-paying jobs in Ohio. Pure Romance wound up moving to, surprise, the less prudish Kentucky. And sure, he tries to come out as not being anti-gay, but he is no supporter of gay marriage at all. He uses his religious convictions to decide what should be policy for everybody else. He is just another anti-sex theocrat who wants to be president.